In every Catholic parish, there is a wide spectrum amongst the Catholics in that parish of how the faith is practiced, of how the faith is lived out. On one end of the spectrum, you have the non-practicing Catholics. These are baptized Catholics. You know, maybe they got their kids baptized, maybe they didn't, but they never go to church. Never. Don't donate, don't volunteer, nothing. At most, they'd probably fill out on a government survey that when it, the religion, they'd probably put Catholic, and that's about it. Then you have another group. Let's call them the, again, I'm speaking in very generalities here, but then you have the next group. Let's call them the Christmas Easter Catholics. Right, these are the ones who show up once, maybe twice a year on those big holidays. Faith is just kind of a cultural thing at most of them. You know, maybe they'll donate a little money when they show up on Christmas or Easter. You know, they'll get their kids baptized. They'll probably get them First Communion, but that's probably about it. But, you know, it's just a cultural thing on those big holidays. Then the next group that every Catholic parish has is the what I call the lukewarm Catholics. You know, this is the group that, you know, come to Mass occasionally on Sunday. You know, maybe like 1 month, they'll come 4 Sundays in a row and do really good. And then, you know, for the next 3 months, they'll come like twice. You know, they come when it works in their schedule. You know, take the summer off, because I'm at the cabin every summer. I mean, every weekend in the summer. Hey, you got to take a break from Mass, you know, vacation from church. You know, this is the Catholic school family that doesn't practice, you know, again, maybe, you know, they're kind of involved. They send their kids to Catholic school, but they only come to Mass on Christmas and Easter. You know, lukewarm, maybe donate a little money, maybe volunteer once in a blue moon, but pretty lukewarm. Next group is what I call the sacramental store Catholics. These are Catholics who are very faithful to their sacramental life. They come to Mass every Sunday, probably have a good prayer life, maybe go to adoration occasionally, confession, but they're not involved in the life of the parish at all. All they do is come here for sacraments and prayer. That's it. You know, maybe they donate a little, but don't volunteer. I don't know anybody in the pews around me. I don't have any community here. I just come here for sacraments, prayer, and then I leave. Kind of sacramental store Catholics. Next group is what I would call the active parishioners. And I'm guessing that's who I'm speaking to right now, especially at Sunday evening, the day before the 4th of July. There's probably not a lot of Christmas Easter Catholics out here right now. Just guessing. If you are here, I'm glad you're here, but I'm guessing probably not the day before the 4th of July. Right, active parishioners, right? These are the ones who come to Mass every Sunday, pray, go to adoration, send their kids to the school or youth ministry, faith formation stuff. They donate, they volunteer, they come to Bible studies, they know people in the pews, they find community here, they're very active. But outside the walls of the church or the school, I don't really do much with my faith. I don't talk to anybody about my faith outside the walls of this building. I don't really kind of show people that I'm a Christian. I'm really involved here and only here, but outside here, it's not for me. Then there's the last group. This is the group that Pope Francis calls the missionary disciples. These are the Catholics who, like the active parishioners, are very engaged in the life of the parish. Come to Mass every Sunday, pray, confession, adoration, volunteer, donate, all that good stuff. The kids are involved. But the missionary disciple is the Catholic who walks out the doors of this church and always has on their mind and in their heart a missionary mindset. That as I walk out of the doors of this church, I'm on a mission. I've been sent to proclaim the kingdom of God, to send to be a witness to the world of who Jesus Christ is and how he longs to be in a relationship with every human person. I'm always on a mission. In the gospel today, Jesus sends out 72 disciples on a mission. Jesus had lots of disciples. Sometimes we think Jesus only had 12 disciples. No, that's the 12 apostles, those guys up there. Jesus had dozens of disciples. He had dozens of people, men and women, who followed him. Of that group, a small percentage, those 12, were the 12 apostles. Here he's sending out 72 disciples. We don't even know who these people's names were. We just know that they were followers of Jesus, and he sends them out to prepare the way for him, kind of like what John the Baptist did before him. Jesus is in Galilee, which is in the northern part of Israel, and he's on his way down south to Jerusalem, where he will there be arrested, crucified, die, and rise from the dead. He knows that's where he's going. And on his way from the north to the south, he's going to stop in a lot of towns. And so he sends these 72 in pairs to visit the towns that he's going to stop at along the way to prepare for his coming. To go to these towns and announce the kingdom of God, the coming of the king, and the Messiah's coming to make way for Jesus. This sending out of the 72 is a beautiful image of what the church is and what the church is called to be. You see, the Catholic Church is fundamentally a missionary church. The Catholic Church does not have a mission. The Catholic Church is a mission. And for 2,000 years, that's what we've been doing, going out on mission. Missionary disciples going out and proclaiming Christ to the world, being Christ to the world. The Catholic Church is not just a spirituality club. You know, for people who want a little spirituality in their lives, a little religion in their lives, but then they walk out of these doors and then live their normal secular lives. That's not what Christianity is about. That's not what the church is about. Through our baptism and confirmation, we've been called to this last group, to be a missionary disciple, to be on mission. What keeps Catholics from joining this last group? Lots of things. People just don't believe, mad at the church, think the church is wrong. Lots of things. Bad experiences with the church. But I think the fundamental reason that keeps, especially kind of the sacramental store Catholics, the active parishioners, from keeping the people that are already pretty engaged from moving to this last group, to really being a witness, to being a missionary, I think the thing that keeps more Catholics from joining that last group is fear. Sometimes I'm afraid to go outside these doors and share my faith. And I'm pointing the finger just at myself as well. It's easy to stand up here right now in front of a bunch of Catholics who are here coming to Mass expecting to hear a priest preach to them. But it's a lot different, we know, out there. And sometimes I get a little afraid. Why are we afraid? Well, because we're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of persecution. We're afraid of being made fun of. Jesus, when he sends the 72 out, he says, "Behold, I send you like sheep among wolves." That's not a comforting image. That's a scary image. But he's trying to be realistic. It's not going to be easy to be this missionary. And so I get a little afraid sometimes. Afraid to share my faith. Afraid to bring Christ into conversations. Because what's that person going to think of me? Boy, I might become ostracized in the workplace. I might lose my job. There's even parts in this world where you can lose your life for being a missionary. Yeah, martyrs still exist to this day. And so fear. And so what do we do? How do we kind of combat that fear so I can be the missionary disciple that Christ is calling me to be? One of the things that helps me sometimes when I put it into practice is I remind myself, when it comes to being a missionary, to sharing my faith with others, The pressure is all on God. Sometimes I can think that it's my job to change people's hearts. When I'm having a conversation with a fallen away Catholic or an atheist or someone who hates the church or whatever, or maybe just a friend who's just kind of lukewarm in their faith, and I sense the Holy Spirit prompting me to bring up Christ in this conversation, classmate, co-worker, neighbor, etc., and I'm starting to get a little nervous because I think, what if they reject me? What if they don't like what I have to say? I try to remind myself, all the pressure's on God. It's not my job to change this person's heart. Only God can do that. My job as a missionary is just to proclaim the word of God, to plant the seed in the person's heart, to say, hey, have you ever thought about coming back to church? You ever thought about going to confession? Can I pray with you right now for what you're talking to me about? You seem like you're having a tough time in your life. It can be scary to bring Christ into those conversations. I'm not saying going out and preaching on the street corner, because that's usually not very effective. I'm talking about being open to those moments and those interactions, those simple human interactions with coworkers, classmates, friends, neighbors, family members, to bring Christ into conversation, to bring Christ to those people, to share what He means to me. All the pressure's on God. And you know what? If I get rejected, and again, that's why I'm a little afraid, because they're going to reject me or persecute me. If I get rejected, Jesus says, knock the dust off your feet and say, well, God bless you. Pray that that seed would one day bear fruit. It's interesting, when all the disciples, the 72 in the gospel, they come back, Luke notes that they come back rejoicing. They come back rejoicing. They're filled with joy. What is the ultimate antidote to fear? The fear that sometimes comes that prevents me from being a missionary disciple. The antidote to fear is joy. When I encounter the Lord Jesus and I'm transformed by His grace, my heart is filled with joy. Those people that I know that are missionary disciples, they're joyful people. And joy is attractive. Joy wants to be shared. Joy, the joy of the Lord, helps us overcome any fear to be the witness He calls us to be. In any Catholic parish, there's going to be a wide spectrum of Catholics. As a pastor, I'm always thinking about, how can we make the groups on this end of the spectrum really, really small, and make the groups on this end of the spectrum really, really big? Just right here at St. Michael, I think on the books we say we have 2,200, 2,300 households, something like that. That's several thousand individuals. Can you imagine what our parish would look like, what our community would look like, if even 25% of us were missionary disciples going out to the world, not afraid to proclaim our faith, to live our faith, to invite people into our faith? Be amazing. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that grace, that we would not be afraid to hear the call of Christ who sends us out on mission. Let's ask for that grace of courage, and let's ask for that grace of joy, that filled with joy, we would go from the walls of this church on mission to proclaim to the world the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is alive. Open your heart and believe.